Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a temporary ceasefire for 3 days in May against Ukraine, coinciding with the 80th anniversary of V-Day, the Soviet victory over Nazi Germany. The U.S. lukewarm on the idea, with President Trump working to finalize a ceasefire deal. Ukraine's foreign minister also speaking out, saying Ukraine is calling for the 30-day ceasefire it's already agreed to and questioning why wait to pause fighting. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge has details.
I think that is the case which Ukraine and the Europeans are putting to the Trump administration, saying, yes, there needs to be a deal, but let's get a ceasefire in place, a long ceasefire. And the other key question is whether or not a ceasefire announced by Russia will actually be adhered to.
The White House touting President Trump's immigration policy and deportation crackdown as the president gets ready to mark 100 days in office this week. And power slowly being restored to parts of Spain, Portugal, and France after a massive outage earlier today. This is ABC News. Prospective homebuyers may be in for some good news this spring.
Mortgage rates are more than double what they were in 2021, and yet realtors say more sellers are listing, giving buyers more options. The National Association of Realtors says the number of homes for sale increased almost 20% last month from a year ago. And here's a change. 44% of home purchases now involve some concession from the seller, according to Redfin. Big question is, as always, if and when the Fed will lower interest rates. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
In Paris, the trial of 10 people accused of robbing Kim Kardashian gets underway. French prosecutors say Kardashian was held hostage and tied with cables in that bathroom of a hotel in 2016. The suspects allegedly stole $10 million worth of items. Kardashian is expected to testify during the trial. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Protect your home and auto with a bundle from Progressive so you can stop worrying about them and invent new things to worry about, like snakes in your bedroom. Sure, that sounds incredibly irrational, but now that we've mentioned it, you are a little worried. The odds of one snake, let alone snakes plural, are so slim. But you might want to check. Oh, you're not near your bedroom. Guess you'll just have to sit there and worry about it. So let Progressive protect your home and auto, because you've got enough to worry about. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe. No-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m.? Big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas? The ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk. Real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Thunderstorms are expected today in multiple rounds, and some could be severe, bringing hail, high winds, and heavy downpours. And tornadoes are possible, too. Some could start out ahead of the line moving in late tonight. So stay weather savvy from this afternoon through about midnight. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 58.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. An undercover human trafficking investigation leads to arrests by Oshkosh police. We get more from Ted Aylin.
Eight men from around northeast Wisconsin and Florida were arrested last Thursday for pandering. Their ages range from 20 to 48. Police said one of the men had a loaded handgun concealed in his waistband, while another faces a felony bail jumping charge. The arrests were a part of a collaboration between law enforcement and community advocacy groups to raise awareness about human trafficking ahead of last week's 2025 NFL draft in Green Bay.
A massive number of people were Northeast Wisconsin for the NFL draft. Green Bay officials say the total count over the 3 days of the draft topped 600,000 visitors. The original expectation was between 250 and 300,000. Green Bay's draft fell short of the 775,000 who attended last year's draft in Detroit. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Okay, who's ready to fish? Fleet Farm's all stocked and ready to go with the hottest brands to help you gear up for the season. Like the latest lines and lures from Berkeley, Fluger rods and reels, Northland Tackle bobbers and bait, all sorts of Senko worms, the best in fish finders from Humminbird, Lowrance, and Garmin, St. Croix rods, new releases from Abu Garcia, and more. Stop in and check out the latest fishing gear from all your favorite brands at the best prices guaranteed at Fleet Farm.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. Entech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Numbers R Us, your daily money managers. Third Avenue West, Durand. SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Severe weather is possible later today. The National Weather Service says a warm front that will move through the area will bring strong to severe storms. Our afternoon highs will be in the mid-70s, and with those temperatures and higher dew points, the chances for severe storms are highly likely. Western Wisconsin is at a level 4 for severe weather. That's a moderate level. Expect gusty winds, heavy rain, and hail. The storms also could produce some tornadoes. The storms that are expected to form later this afternoon and this evening have the highest chances of being severe. And stay tuned to WRDN. We'll keep you up to date on the latest in the weather. Menominee police have confirmed that a threat posed to social media that a school shooting was to take place at Menominee High School was not credible. That threat was posted on Saturday morning. The girl that posted the threat has been taken into custody after an interview with police. Police say the girl did not have any plans on following through with her threat and that the girl did not have any weapons or access to weapons. Pending review from the DA's office, the girl will face terrorist threats and unlawful use of a phone. An avid runner killed in a hit-and-run crash in Dunn County was honored at the Eau Claire Marathon over the weekend. Marathon runners received a red bracelet in memory of Ann Seidel, who ran the Eau Claire Marathon for many years. A moment of silence was also held for Seidel before Saturday's event. The race director said more than 5,100 people took part in this year's run. The marathon brought $5.4 million in economic benefits to the region. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association has approved a name, image, and likeness amendment. The approved constitutional amendment will allow students to enter into NIL opportunities for activities not associated or identified with their school team, school conference, or the WIAA. Students also can't wear their school team uniform in any endorsement deal or use the marks and logos of their school, conference, or WIAA. Compensation for NIL deals also can't be based on a student's on-field performance, and the deals cannot be provided as a means of recruiting. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The city of Mondovi is looking at contracting out some road repairs of Highway 10 with Buffalo County. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss says that the city will first look at any utilities that may need work before contacting the county.
And then if we do, obviously, we'd take care of them before we would contract with the county to see if there's any, you know, I guess, patchwork, so to speak, or, you know, sometimes they can come in and just do a slight overlay in some of those worst spots to clean them up the best we can, because you're correct, it's in bad condition.
The state of Wisconsin has delayed reconstruction of Highway 10 through Mondovi for 2 years. The Dunn County Sheriff's Department is reporting another scam. According to the department, callers are posing as sheriff's deputies, claiming the victim has an outstanding ticket or missed court appearance. The caller then pressures you to make the payment over the phone and use a cash app or gift card. Law enforcement would never call you demanding a payment over the phone. If you receive one of these calls, do not give out personal information. Just hang up. At the Capitol, lawmakers are considering Braden's law that would increase penalties for sextortion, especially if it leads to suicide. The fast-growing cybercrime targets kids to send explicit images and extorts them for money or more content. The bill is named after Braden Bowen. The Wausau area 15-year-old died by suicide in March after being victimized by a cybercriminal. The bill was the subject of an emotional public hearing last week before the Assembly Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety. Braden's mom, Brittany Bird, said her son was targeted by organized crime and that there needs to be a consequence that at least makes cyber criminals think twice about it. The bill would make sextortion perpetrators eligible for felony murder charges if their actions result in a victim's suicide. The bill has bipartisan support in the backing of Attorney General Josh Call. With fans heading home, officials say over 600,000 fans showed up for the 3-day event and in and around the NFL draft campus in Green Bay. Officials with the NFL said the draft in Green Bay was a huge success. Now that it's over, many streets in the area will be closed for some time as teardown from the event has begun. Mike McCarthy Way and parts of Holmgren Way, as well as Brett Favre Pass, are all now open. South Oneida Street and Armed Forces Drive, however, are closed until May 6th. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates. Voting is now open to name the peregrine falcon chicks that will soon hatch in Wisconsin. Voters will be able to choose from names that honor falcons who have nested on Wisconsin Public Service and We Energy power plants in the past. Names with the most votes will be assigned to the falcon chicks expected to hatch later this spring. 20 falcons have parented more than 300 chicks at the nests in the last 30 years. Voting is open and online through May 8th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
I remember brushing my hair and looking down and thinking, oh my gosh, do I have any hair left?
I used to look at women with thick, beautiful hair and think, why doesn't my hair look like that?
My thinning hair is making me feel so old.
If you want thick, healthy, gorgeous hair, then you need hair volume from New Nordic.
With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, hair volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier-looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with hair volume.
Since taking hair volume, the shedding has all but stopped.
Now, instead of being jealous of other women's hair, I have friends who are jealous of mine.
My hairdresser couldn't believe the difference in my hair. Now she's using hair volume, too.
Available as a tablet or delicious gummy, Hair Volume is available online at Amazon and NewNordicUSA.com or find Hair Volume in the hair care aisle at your local CVS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Thunderstorms are expected today in multiple rounds, and some could be severe, bringing hail, high winds, and heavy downpours. And tornadoes are possible, too. Some could start out ahead of the line moving in late tonight. So stay weather savvy from this afternoon through about midnight. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at GrandpasBBQShop.com. Currently, it's 58.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
The Bucks lost guard Damian Lillard for the rest of the playoffs with what's feared to be an Achilles injury. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Lillard lost early in last night's 129-103 loss to Indiana as the Pacers grab a 3-1 lead in that best-of-seven series. Bucks face elimination in Game 5 on Tuesday night in Indy. Packers went through the entire draft without making a trade this past weekend. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I would have loved to acquire more picks, whether that was this year or next year, and we really didn't accomplish that. But it was really pretty quiet today as far as that went. So at the same time, you know, even though I feel really good right now, things can change fast, so the more the better. But I will say I'm pretty excited. I just left the draft room, and some of the UDFAs that we were able to sign were guys we had pretty high on the board, so hopefully that can make up for some of that.
Last time the Packers went an entire draft without making a trade, 2014. Brewers beat the Cardinals 7-1 yesterday, ending their four-game losing streak. They'll open a three-game series at Chicago against the White Sox tomorrow. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh, yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Team Penske is back on top in Talladega. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Every day. They protect the land we call home. Their dedication is why we race free. They're our neighbors, friends, and fellow fans. They put it all on the line. So when the green flag flies,
green flag,
we do too. NASCAR salutes together with Coca-Cola at Texas, Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on FS1.
Austin Cindric and his Team Penske team appeared to have won yesterday's Jack Links 500 at Talladega Super Speedway in a photo finish. crossing the line just a fender ahead of Ryan Preece. The win for Cindric was the third of his NASCAR Cup Series career and his first win since last June at Gateway some 30 races ago. Preece crossed the line second in that photo finish, but was later disqualified after failing post-race tech, and he wasn't the only one. Joey Logano, who appeared to have finished fifth, and his Cindric's Team Penske teammate also failed post-race tech and was disqualified. Behind Cindric at the finish, following those DQs, were Kyle Larson, William Byron, Noah Gragson, and Chase Elliott. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Hey, take a look around your yard. All those projects you've been putting off for years, and now you're just tired of it. But how are you going to get that skid loader to the shop? The It's Still Got Life in It restoration project to the dump, or your side-by-side to the trail. Goodrich Trailers, that's how. They've got just the right trailer for any project. Dump, flatbed, enclosed, and toy haulers. Goodrich will get you motivated to get going with whatever you've got to haul this spring. Find them between Eau Claire and Menominee off Interstate 94 and online at goodrichtrailers.com.
Honeybees have been dying off in recent years, but their future looks productive. Hi, I'm Jody Hanke. Through genetics and science, we're breeding a stronger bee as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Backyard beekeeping is a popular hobby, and people who breed honeybees are working hard to ensure you'll have successful hives for years to come. Jim Tu is the state beekeeping specialist for Alabama Cooperative Extension. He says there are two basic herds of honeybees, managed and wild. The wild herd is in trouble due to the varroa mite and other diseases. Managed bees come from sophisticated breeding programs to bring out desired traits, such as size, disease resistance, and behavior.
So you don't want crazy bees that are highly sensitive and attack everything. You want gentle, easy to manage, not berserk about swarming. You just kind of want to take some of that natural edge off, that natural competitiveness, so we can deal with them better in our backyard without having them terrorize the neighborhood.
The queen bee will naturally mate in the wild, but you can't control the males that become her suitors. Tu says the only way to ensure the queen is receiving the desired honeybee genetics is through artificial insemination.
So to control both the queen stock and the drone stock, or the male bee, you have to confine them and collect the semen and then inject it into the queen specifically. If you allow nature to do it, she's going to mate with anywhere from one or two drones, maybe up to 21 drones. And the breeder would have no earthly idea what kind of characteristics those drones are carrying in the wild.
Artificially inseminating a honeybee obviously requires microscopes and tedium. She even receives simple anesthesia to hold her still so her body parts aren't damaged. Tu says anyone can learn how to do it if they have the equipment, a steady hand, and a penchant to go down this unusual beekeeping path. Learn more about breeding honeybees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/apply. That's ethos.com/apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
62 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, May milk down 5 to 18.22, June up 5 to 17.13, July up 3 to 17.65, August down 6 at 18.01. Cheese markets were steady today. Barrels at 170.5, 40-pound blocks also at 170. No trade on the day. A cash butter down a half to 227.5, 7 trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 118 and three quarters, no trades. Dry whey steady at 15.5, no trades on the day. Livestock markets today, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher after the tremendous support seen last week in the cash cattle markets. That's extended into the start of the week this week. Box beef prices also moving mostly higher. Hog markets, however, are moving mostly lower as the trade can't break through the resistance levels that were created last Friday. Now, the boxed or the pork cutout values are slightly higher, but we have a bunch of contracts moving lower, again, due to those resistance levels. April live cattle up $1.67 to $2.15.92. June up $1.47 to $2.09.72. August up $1.15 to $2.05.25. May feeder cattle up $1.45 to $2.91.97. August up 72 cents to $2.95.02. September up 62 cents to $2.94.17. May hogs down 22 cents to $92.57. June down 72 cents to $100.42. July down 47 to $100.70. Chicago Board of Trade today. Corn markets are moving mostly lower with a risk-off type of trade today. Warm weather is keeping the planting mover moving forward, and weekly crop progress is expected to show planting and emergence ahead of the five-year average. Now, weekly export inspections, though, remain solid at 1.655 million metric tons. Soybeans moving mostly higher today after starting the day mostly lower, but now some short covering has begun to kick in. Warmer weather should boost emergence for early planted soybeans. The weekly crop progress report is likely to be just ahead of the five-year average. Weekly export inspections held in the recent range at 439,000 metric tons. Wheat markets moving mostly lower today. Strength in the dollar really helping to pressure the markets, even though they're becoming increasingly oversold. The hard red winter wheat areas are expected to see better weather for the start of May. May corn down 1.5 to 477.25. July down 1 to 484.5. September down 3.5 to 442.25. New crop down 4.5 to 451.25. May beans up 2.75 to 1052.5. July up 3.75 to 1063. August up 1.75 to 1054.75. New crop up 0.5 to 1035.5. May soybean meal down 230 to 287.70. But May soybean oil up 68 cents to 49.96. Chicago wheat, May down 14.5 to 515.5. July down 14.25 to 530.75. Minneapolis wheat, May down 6.75 to 584.5. July down 7.5 to 598.75. Energy markets are lower. June crude oil down $1.35 to 61.67. July down $1.34 to 60.99. May and June gas both down 2 cents. May at 209, June 208. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Since 1936, Brunner's Seed has been helping farmers plan for the next corn and soybean growing season. Brunner's Seed, in partnership with ProHarvest Seeds, offers farmers a broad range of traits and genetics from Bayer, Monsanto, Syngenta, and Enlist. Brunner's Seeds are locally grown under the same conditions as your farm, so they're suited for your farming operation. To find a dealer, visit brunnerseed.com or call 715-672-5887. Start your next growing season off right with seed from Brunner's Seeds, family-owned and operated, Highway 10, Durant.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Farmers, all it takes is one good idea. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit WISoybean.com.
Sometimes all you need to get started is one good idea. That's the theory behind the One Good Idea program. Jenny Seifert, Watershed Outreach Specialist at the University of Wisconsin Extension, talks about the program.
The way to think about it is an online platform for farmer-to-farmer learning about conservation practice adoption. So when I mean conservation practices, I mean anything from cover crops to no-till to, you know, efficient irrigation to nutrient management, sort of the gamut of conservation practices that farmers can do on their operations to improve their soil and their land and hopefully eventually their bottom line as well.
She talks about how farmers can share their ideas through the One Good Idea program.
There are a few ways that One Good Idea facilitates this farmer-to-farmer learning. The main way is it's a clearinghouse of videos and podcasts that are featuring farmers sharing their experiences implementing these practices. So, you know, what they did, what results they got, etc. And the reason that it's important that this farmer-to-farmer learning platform exists is that we know from research that farmers learn best from each other. They really like to see what other farmers are doing on their operations, what results they're getting. And so this platform is really a way for farmers to see how other farmers are implementing these practices that can hopefully help improve their soil health and water quality for their communities.
Seifert talks about what farmers will find on the One Good Idea website.
The vast majority of these podcasts and videos are all crowdsourced. So they're produced by farmers themselves or by organizations that work with farmers, etc. Yes, so some of them, it's just farmers experimenting with what's working on their operation. And then in other cases, it's farmers working directly with Extension, with their county, if they're in a different state, with their soil and water conservation district. So with a variety of organizations that might be supporting farmers in implementing these solutions.
There are a variety of projects featured on the site.
Well, there's a lot on cover crops, and I know cover crops are becoming increasingly popular. And so if a farmer is interested in trying out cover crops on their operation, I definitely recommend checking out what the videos that are there. Speaking of farmers from Wisconsin, are aware of the producer-led watershed group program in Wisconsin, which there's over 40 of these groups across Wisconsin. They're farmer-led groups that are really working to improve water quality through practices. One batch of videos that I want to call out in particular, we just recently completed a mini grant program for farmers across the Mississippi River Basin. So that's basically the upper and lower Midwest and sort of down into the Mid-South as well. And what this program was all about was providing funding to or awarding funding to teams of farmers and farm advisors to install what are called edge of field practices. And they're meant to help reduce erosion, reduce nutrient loss.
For more information on the One Good Idea program, visit goodideafarm.org. That's goodideafarm.org. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
With the news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA will not require poultry companies to limit salmonella bacteria in their products, halting a Biden administration effort to prevent food poisoning from contaminated meat. The department last week said it would withdraw a rule proposed in August after 3 years of development. Officials with the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service cited feedback from more than 7,000 public comments and said they would, quote, evaluate whether it should update, unquote, current salmonella regulations. U.S. sales of certified organic products accelerated in 2024 with an annual growth rate of 5.2%. That's more than double that of the overall marketplace, which grew at 2.5% in the same period. Dollar sales for Organica also reached a new high of $71.6 billion in 2024. That, according to the 2025 Organic Market Report released by the Organic Trade Association. America urgently needs immigration reform to support U.S. farmers. That, according to Land O'Lakes CEO Beth Ford. Farmers want to support President Trump's economic agenda, but there is, quote, real concern, unquote, over possible labor shortages and lost profits. What needs to be recognized is the necessity that farmers have labor available, Ford said. Immigration reform broadly is critical. Farmers invest in the country, adding that the industry is overrepresented in the military. At the same time, there's real concern. The first thing they talk to me about is labor immigration and the lack of available labor on their farms, she said. Immigrants make up roughly half of America's farm laborers, said Ford, who chairs the Business Roundtable's Immigration Committee. Commodity prices have slid in recent years and many farmers are not turning a profit. And with the tariffs now threatening exports, Ford says she's most worried about 2026 and how duties will reshape the trade landscape. Pepsi CEO Ramon LaGuardia said the snacking giant will accelerate its transition to natural ingredients amid increasing consumer demand and pressure from the White House to remove artificial colors from foods. LaGuardia said during PepsiCo's first quarter earnings call with the analysts on Thursday that the Cheetos and Doritos maker plans to have transitioned all of the portfolio into natural colors, or at least provide the consumer with natural color options in the next few years. Still, he underscored that PepsiCo's chips, puffs, and other snacks are safe, and the company stands by the existing science. Every consumer will have the opportunity to choose what they prefer, he said. The comments came 2 days after Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced the department wants food companies to voluntarily remove or replace commonly used synthetic colors before the end of 2026. According to the USDA April Cattle on Feed report, the national cattle herd remains smaller year over year, despite efforts to increase inventory. What do the marketing trends in the industry look like? USDA livestock analyst Anthony Fisher said when it comes to the number of cattle on feed over 150 days, which he pointed out is typically an indicator of how fast cattle are being marketed, that number continues to grow.
It's well above a year ago in absolute terms, as well as a percent of the number of cattle on feed. This is also reflected in heavier dressed weights of slaughtered cattle. Feedlots, they continue to sell fed cattle at record high prices. This underscores their willingness to pay higher prices for feeder animals.
Fisher noted the March price of feeder steers weighing between 750 and 800 pounds was up roughly 12% from 2024. He added that the price has been steadily moving up over the past 6 months.
Part of what's driving that price increase is the current fed cattle price, which is very strong. In March, the fed cattle price averaged nearly $208 per hundredweight. This is also a record high price for the five area steers that we track, and it's up 11% from a year ago.
That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. Ojibwe Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Ojibwe Valley Energy, no more. Go to Ojibwe Valley Energy.com.
A warm front followed by a cold front moving through the upper Midwest with a strong low pressure system. could bring us some severe weather throughout the day today in our ag weather forecast. Now, two rounds of storms are expected. The second round of storms this afternoon and into this evening could contain very large hail, strong winds, and even a tornado or two. Things then cool down and quiet down after that storm system moves through overnight. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. Showers and thunderstorms are expected. Some storms could be severe. We'll have highs from 68 to 73. Relative humidities at 62 to 67%. South winds at 16 to 21. Gusting to 35 to 40. Anywhere from 3/10 to a half inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms possible. Some storms, again, could be severe. We'll have lows from 40 to 45. Relative humidities at 87 to 92%. Southwest winds at 14 to 19, shifting the west at 15 to 20 and gusting to 35. Another 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy early, then becoming sunny. Highs 54 to 59. Relative humidities at 38 to 43%. Northwest winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 35. For Wednesday, partly sunny. Highs 60 to 65. Thursday, mostly cloudy. Another chance of rain. Highs 60 to 65. For Friday, partly sunny. A slight chance of rain. Highs 55 to 60.
Real country.
Real country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey. Job. I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Stuck out in the woods to do the bootstrap boogie. Yeah,
do do-si-do.
Come on, baby, let's go.
Back.
bringing it back. Or the guy with a guitar singing on a country track. I might be the guy with an ice cold can stirring up dust on some old farmland. When I walk into the party with you, girl, you change all that. And I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know. Staring at your heartbreak eyes. It's like their heart starts stopping when you come walking into the room. And I turn into the guy with the girl everybody wants to know. Wishing you were there alone. Wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine. Looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me.
Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDA.
If your kiss turned me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice. Like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks. Oh, I'd love. Just trying to write a song. I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turn your back on me, walked away, not a thing about the way I feel changed. This is something. some things that leave a man no choice. Like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heartbreak. Oh, I love you anyway. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heartbreaks. Oh, I love you anyway. Well, I ain't afraid of dying. It's the thought of being dead. I wanna go on being me once my eulogy's been read. Don't spread my ashes out to sea. Don't lay me down to rest. You can put my mind at ease if you fill my last request. Pop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Just let my head start on sign. Just let it burn in memory of all of my good times. Fix me up with a mannequin. Just remember I like blondes. I'll be the light.
Dobie Buffaloes from all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Girl, you know I've known you forever. How many nights we hung out together? Same little crowd, little bar, little town, round this old dance floor. My boys are laughing, tap me on the shoulder, making a motion like a jogging any closer. They wanna know We make it true. Like I shut them down, tell them all they're crazy. I can do whatever you want me to do, baby. Or you could lay one on me right now. We could really give them something to talk about. There's a rumor going round about me and you. Stirring up a little. Last week or two. So tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. Would you say we make it true? There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up a little town
last week
or two. Oh, tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it and you feel it too. There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it?
Your eyes. Why do I see you when a stranger passes by? I swear I hear you in the whisper of the wind. I feel you when the sun is dancing on my skin.
Michelle Franzen. As President Trump marks 100 days in office this week, the president is pushing back